WQKR.
Good sense, ill sense, cripple mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggins, butter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your side, look at your side. Yeah.
Cockeyed world in two. Throw you by the one side, the least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
The loyal opposition. We are a voice for the people of Sumner County who have been left behind by many of our elected officials, a voice rarely heard in today in local media. We are hard-hitting but fair, opinionated but backed up with facts and expert testimony. Our mission is to be the catalyst for positive change in our community by telling the other half of the story. Exclusively on WQKR every Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
If you or someone you love is recovering from an illness at home, you want to choose a skilled medical team that will treat you and your loved one with compassion, respect, and dignity. With High Point Home Care, you can trust that the treatment plan prescribed by your doctor will be followed thoroughly as they help you regain your strength, your health, and your independence. They know there's no place like home for rest and comfort. This is especially true when you're managing the challenges of a chronic disease or recovering from an illness or injury. Do you need help managing your medications? Understand your disease or condition? Are you at risk for falls? If you answered yes to any of these, High Point Home Care can help because they are all about helping people. So don't wait. Call them today at 328-6589. 328-6589, or talk to your doctor to find out if you're eligible for home health care. And remember to choose High Point Home Care. It's all about helping people.
Hi, I'm Bud Woodall from the Portland Church of Christ with a point to ponder. Did you play Simon Says when you were a child? That's the game in which one person is the leader, Simon, and that person tells a group what to do next. But you only do what they say if Simon says. Simon Says touch your chin is something to do. If it's just touch your chin, don't move because Simon didn't say. It's a game about having the right authority for what we do. And there is a proper authority for our life. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We can't look just anywhere for authority, to a person or to society as a whole. the only place to look is to the Bible, the inspired Word of God. This Point to Ponder is brought to you by your friends at the Portland Church of Christ. Come worship with us as we praise God and study His Word together.
Wow, Lester. I never knew about this vault underneath the radio station. It sure is spooky down here. Yeah, it's like a mausoleum. Uh-oh, we're locked in. Hey, look at this. All these old radio programs. Jack Benny, The Lone Ranger, Abbott and Costello. Ooh, The Shadow. You know, I bet I can make a regular radio show out of all these old programs. Yeah, that's it. We could call it Morty's Radio Mausoleum. That's if we can ever get out of here.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Hey, Portland sports fans, this is Kyle Eden.
And I'm Coach Almendarez. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sports Saturday.
2 hours of updates, interviews, and upcoming events involving local sports teams of all ages.
Live on WQKR Radio, your home for Portland athletics.
No one told them. No one warned them about the house on Willow Lane.
What is it?
It's the house! It's alive!
Here, Looney.
Have you seen this energy bill?
Ah! This house is robbing us blind!
If your house is an energy thief, TVA and your local power company would like to help make your home more efficient and lower your bills. To learn more, visit EnergyRights.com.
We're CEMC.
D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore. Check us out for furniture, appliances, electronics, heat and air, lawn and garden, and outdoor living. We carry a large selection of bedroom suits. Choose from a town and country dresser, mirror, nightstand, and queen bed for only $29.99. Home stretch, triple power reclining sofa, made in the USA, $7.99. Or select a Samsung washer and dryer set, $4.99 each. Great prices every day at D.T. McCall & Sons, located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. 0% interest for 12 months through Mariner. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Stop by today.
We're your station, WQKR.
She's still in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move.
was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
Family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Portland, Sumner County, Middle Tennessee, welcome to the Loyal Opposition. I am your host today, Michelle Harbin, and I have a guest host with us, Miss Carolina. You want to say hello, Carolina?
Hello, the Loyal Opposition. It is Carolina Kelly.
Carolina is going to be our summer intern here at the Loyal Opposition, and we are so excited to have you. So, real quick, before we get into the news, I'm just going to let you tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you're a college student, obviously. We don't have to say the college's name, just, you know, because we are politically affiliated. But are you from here in Sumner County?
So, I'm actually born and raised in Robertson County.
Nice.
So, yes, I'm very familiar with Sumner County.
Cool, cool. Well, we're excited to have you. I know Lynn will appreciate the extra hands, and I will too. Are you going to be helping us with social media too, maybe?
Of course I will.
Yay, yay, yay. It's a constant. That's a constant job. Anyone that manages social media always enjoys having extra hands. And then, so I assume you're Gen Z?
Yes, I am Gen Z.
Gen Z is going to save the world.
Yes, yes we are.
All right, guys, so we're going to start off with our first segment where we normally do the news. And I have to say, I am pleasantly surprised to tell you guys that I have mostly good news to talk about. Normally, it's like doomsday the first 15 minutes of our show. And today, I'm very excited to start off with, I don't know if most of our listeners have been following this, but the Sumner County Library Board was supposed to meet today at 3:30 p.m., and there were a couple of proposed policies on the agenda that demonstrate a lot of government overreach. And one of those policies is to do with books that are in circulation and pulling specifically transgender and gender fluid materials off of the shelves. And the other policy proposed that the library board actually start to dictate what the friends of the libraries, each of the five libraries in Sumner County have a Friends of the Library organization, which is a separate 501c3 that benefits the libraries. And the library board wants to dictate what they do with their funds, and that's totally illegal. So one of the county friends organizations actually had an attorney draw up a letter and send that to the library board stating why it is illegal. And I was actually interviewed yesterday by News Channel 2, and we got some airtime on the Nashville News talking about this proposed policy. But basically, to break it down really quick, the county pays for salaries, building maintenance, and a lot of the items in circulation. The Friends of the Libraries come in and they fundraise and they fund everything else you do at the library, from summer reading to snacks at programs, movie nights, bingos, subscriptions to Ancestry.com so that people can look up their genealogy. Like anything that is not, that is out of the scope of those three things I named about the county covering, the Friends of the Library raise funds. And then, you know, the librarians can come to them and request funds for certain programs or for upgrades within the library. And those things, it goes through Robert's Rule of Order, right? So somebody makes a motion to spend this money in this way, somebody has to second it, and then the body has to vote on it. And that's the only way that those members of the library board could have a say, was to, if they actually join the Friends of the Library, pay their dues like everyone else, attend the meetings, and become a voting member. And I have to say, not all of the library board members, because we do have some good ones on there, but most of them would be grossly outnumbered should they join a Friends of the Library. I think they would be sadly mistaken if they think they're going to come in and just dictate how those funds are managed. So I'm excited to say a bunch of people showed up at the library board meeting today to speak out in protest and let their voices be heard, and the meeting was canceled. So apparently 5 members said they couldn't make it, so they weren't going to have quorum. That's all we know at this time. So it's very exciting that those two policies will not be being voted on today. So that's some good county news. At the state level, last week on the show, we talked about the proposed bill of pesticides and how no longer can it would allow Bayer and Monsanto to avoid liability in lawsuits connected to cancer claims. So that means if you, even if you can prove that Roundup caused cancer, which people are literally winning billion-dollar lawsuits in other parts of the country, the state of Tennessee was like, oh, well, too bad. Even if you can prove it, you can't sue them here. And that bill was actually died in the Senate today. So that is postponed to at least 2026. So that's some great news. And then we also had, there was a bill that was proposed by Senator Adam Lowe of Calhoun and Rusty Grills of New Bern. And this legislation would have allowed handgun permit holders to also carry a loaded long gun, including shotguns and high-powered rifles, pretty much everywhere. The only exclusions would have been inside schools, government buildings, and some parks. The permit holders would have to pass a TBI background check, but it would just say now it's not just a handgun carrying permit. It would be all guns. So literally people could be walking down Main Street here in Portland with an AR-15 legally. So that bill died today, or yesterday, actually yesterday. So that's very exciting. And then lastly, the Tennessee Senate actually put some restrictions on private prisons. So Core Civic, which is a privatized prison, there's several of them. They're supposed to only have one in the state, but they have multiple here because we don't follow the rules. They want to renew the legislature's correction oversight board and take action if the private operator, CoreCivic, can't bring down their death rate. So this bill requires the inmate population at CoreCivic-run prisons to be reduced by 10% if the death rate there is twice as high as the rate at a comparable state-run prison. And it also requires the company to resolve problems causing high death rates. So this is huge because CoreCivic donates to a lot of our legislators, even William Lamberth and Senator Hale right here in Sumner County. So the fact that these people are actually stepping in, and it passed 30-0 in favor of this bill. So that's a huge step in the right direction. And we know a lot of these people that are incarcerated are incarcerated unjust, or it may be marijuana charges or just silly things, and they end up dying because the conditions are so bad in these prisons. So that's some other good news. And then lastly, I just wanted to kind of touch on the protest and rallies that happened in Nashville this weekend. I wasn't able to make it to the protest at Centennial Park. That was the hands-off protest. Indivisible was organizing it here in Tennessee. But I'm hearing over 5,000 people showed up just protesting everything that Trump is doing. And the theme was hands off. So hands off Social Security, hands off our marriages, hands off, hands off, hands off, hands off. And the list was long of things to keep your hands off. And then following that, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren actually was able to host a rally at Pearl Cone High School. The numbers there is about 1,500 people showed up, and me and my daughter did get to go to that. I'll have to say, I think she would have had more fun at the protest than at the rally. She was a little bit bored. She didn't quite understand everything Elizabeth was talking about. But the fact that the National Democratic Party is actually sending representatives to Tennessee is a step in the right direction. We had the Tennessee Three were there. Former Nashville Mayor Barry, Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell, State Senator Charmaine Oliver, because that was her district. She gave a very inspiring, awesome speech calling out the Tennessee legislators, the Republican supermajority. So it's been a good week in Tennessee. I mean, you know, we have to celebrate all these small wins. It's funny that they're all happening at one time in one week. But we only have maybe 2 weeks left, maybe 1 week, 1 or 2 weeks left in the legislature. So this year of, I can't say what I want to say, is almost over. This year of, you know where you can go. It's almost over. So anyways, I think we're not far from our first break, but in studio today I have with me Laura Rodriguez. Say hi, Laura.
Hi, everyone.
So Laura is, she lives here in Sumner County and has been my friend. We met in 2018. I know I remember exactly when we met. We have been good friends since. So excited to have her on and her talk a little bit about her wellness journey. She's a holistic anti-inflammatory chef. She does wonders with healing people with food. And that falls right in line with things that we talk about on the show. You know, we talk about the banning of food dyes and things that are in American food that aren't in food in other places of the world. And then we're going to just talk about a little bit about her journey, and we'll let you talk about your podcast and all of those things. So if you want, Laura, before we take our first break, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in the chair here at the Loyal Opposition.
Yeah, I guess I would say, you know, I am a holistic chef and autoimmune warrior. I have rheumatoid arthritis myself. I came into kind of this wellness space when I was the executive chef for a nonprofit that delivers free organic healing meals to cancer patients every week. And I was struggling with my own health at the time, and I thought, why don't I just, like, try eating this way at home, the same way that I'm serving cancer patients, and see what happens. And like 3 months later, my eczema, my migraines, and my joint pain completely went away. And so my life has changed since that in a big way. How I got in this chair is probably because I met you.
That's right. That's right.
I don't remember how we met. I know
I was like, running for office.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was through my neighbor Jody Harris, who had a sign.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's kind of how I initially.
It might have been Jody.
You. But you know, I'm from Chicago originally. We've been here for 11 years. But I guess we could talk about it a little bit more later. I'm sure you guys have a break coming up, but. You know, I was raised by Republicans, and I saw a lot of contradictions in the things that they would say and the way that they would behave and the party that they aligned themselves with. And so as an adult, I came to formulate my own opinion about politics, and that was that I'm not a Republican. And so that's probably why I'm sitting in this chair.
That's exactly right. And I think that is a similar journey to a lot of people, especially in the South. You know, I was raised Republican. It wasn't until Clinton ran in 1992 that my mother voted Democrat. She's always been a progressive thinker. But her parents were Republican, you know. Now, my dad's side of the family, his parents were big Democrats. I mean, my grandmother was the secretary for the Cherokee County, Alabama Democratic Party for years. Wow. She actually went to one of the DNCs. Wow. I think it may have been when Clinton or Gore ran, but her and my aunt went. And so I did have a little bit of that influence, but they lived in Alabama and I lived here. And growing up in Tennessee, of course, all my friends and their parents were Republican. Mm-hmm. And so, and also people were very unengaged, I think. Like, politics wasn't a dinner table topic. We didn't really talk about it. We definitely didn't talk much about local elections. So it's been a similar journey for me when you start, you know, I grew up in church with all these people, right? Mm-hmm. And their parents. Mm-hmm. And to see now how some of my friends' parents talk on Facebook and the hate that they spew, and they were or are still leaders within the churches here locally, is mind-boggling.
It's very contradictory.
It is. And that's crazy that you even started to realize that at such a young age, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, it wasn't until actually like Obama started running. I was actually living in South Korea. I was a teacher there. And watching the news was like the one outlet that I had to kind of connect with America on the daily. And so that's when I really got into like learning about, you know, the progressive side of things and
how the world views us.
Right. Exactly. Well, and also kind of like, wow, this man is like speaking to my heart. I never really felt that way with any other politician.
Same.
I never felt like a connection with a politician before. So that once that happened, it was like I was locked in.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, a lot of people, you know, get frustrated with parties, right? You know, and they don't want to be associated with either one. But we live in a two-party system. So you have to pick one or the other that you most align with. You can pick independent candidates all day long, but you're just throwing your vote away in a sense, because it's basically, they're not going to win. They don't have enough money. There's a lot of reasons. So when people automatically assume that you believe everything the Democrats believe or everything the Republicans believe because you vote that way, that's normally not the case.
Right.
And most of us are more moderate than what the media portrays. Mm. So we have to really get to know our neighbors and understand what their values and beliefs are versus just going down party lines, you know? But I most definitely align more so with the Democratic Party. Like, it's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We are just 15 minutes past the hour. It's a beautiful sunny day in Portland. I didn't look up the weather, but I think it was going to be around 65 and sunny today. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
CEMC wants to warn its members to be on alert for scams that are targeting utility customers. Scammers are using a variety of methods, including phone calls and emails, to solicit members' credit and debit card information. If you have any doubts about the legitimacy of any call, email, or visit from someone claiming to be from CEMC, contact CEMC directly at 1-800-987-2362. Being well informed can help you avoid becoming the next victim. Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones.
For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
Hey, join me, Kenny Mann, right here on the queue for the Mann Show every Saturday night. You don't want to miss it. I have a time machine.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I did build a time machine out of a DeLorean, and all I've got to do is get you in it.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. It's every Saturday night right here on the queue.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Welcome back, Middle Tennessee, to the Loyal Opposition. We are live in Portland, Tennessee from WQKR 101.7 FM, 1270 AM. If you are not in our coverage area, don't forget to share with folks and that you can listen via the TuneIn radio app. If you go on Apple Music or Spotify and you type in WQKR, that TuneIn radio app will come up and you can listen from anywhere live. And then our shows get recorded and then posted as a podcast on all your favorite podcast streaming services. So now let's get back to Laura. So we were talking a little bit about your holistic journey, and what were you were going to say something. You said we'll get into that in a minute before the break. Do you remember?
I do not remember. I think because you had mentioned something earlier about like how I met you.
Yep.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, and the way we did meet, I was running for office.
I'd love for you to refresh my memory.
Yeah, I was running for office in 2018, and I hosted something, and you and Rue came. And so that it was so awesome because I was kind of new to Portland. I had only been in Portland I have been in Portland 5 years, but I had still been working in Nashville, and I lived out by the interstate. Mm-hmm. I still did everything elsewhere. I never came into Portland. I didn't grocery shop in Portland.
Okay.
I didn't even come into town because I lived off College Street, like off of North Harris on by the 65 and 52. And so it wasn't until I actually quit my job when I was pregnant with Cooper in 2017 that I started getting really plugged in Portland. So mm-hmm. when I was getting to running for office and I got to meet people like you, I was like, oh my gosh, there's hope.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I felt when I saw that you were running. I was like, first of all, she's a female, but also she's young, and so she probably has the same problems that I have, and so that's why I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, and it you know, we have to find ways to relate to our constituents when you're a candidate running, mm-hmm. and it can be really hard here to find that fine line, especially if you're running as a Democrat. I mean, we know historically for the last many years, Democrats have not been able to get elected, whether it's gerrymandering or whatever, and so it's been really hard, but it's nice when people come out and support and you find common ground with people.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about your services. So, like, if someone wanted to work with you or wanted to, you know, have you curate menus and that kind of thing, what can they do?
Well, I have a few different, like, in-person services. I do what I call personal holistic chef services. Basically, it's meal prep, but I don't like to call it that because I feel like meal prep gets a bad rap. But basically, I go to my clients' homes, and I create a custom menu for them every week, and then I go to their home, I shop, and I cook basically 12 to 24, depending on how many they need, meals for them to eat throughout the week. And so that's kind of my bread and butter right now, is stocking folks' fridges with anti-inflammatory meals that they can eat throughout the week without having to lift a finger, right? So if you're busy and you're
sounds amazing.
Exactly. You're busy, you're exhausted, and you're in pain, and you need to eat better, but you can't add one more thing to your plate. That's kind of what I come in and do for you. But I also do catering. I only take one event a month. Right now I'm currently booked until the summertime, because I used to own a farm-to-table organic catering company for 9 years before I became a full-time private chef for a country music artist. And that after that, I just was like, I'm just going to do this. I'm not going to do catering anymore full-time because it's really exhausting. And so, but I still do offer catering once a month. But in addition to that, for folks that maybe can't afford me or they're outside of Middle Tennessee, I do have online courses that will teach people how to do this for themselves at home.
They're so great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Laura is a great and... she's a great teacher, but you're very patient and you explain things in a way that people understand because it can be so overwhelming.
Well, I mean, I started as a dishwasher in a cooking school and I had an education degree. I taught English as a second language in South Korea. And so that's just kind of in me, you know what I mean? So that's what I love to do. I love to help ordinary people transform their life into something extraordinary just by like eating better. You know what I mean? Because it changed my life. Even before I started cooking for cancer patients, when I was, when I came back from living in South Korea, that's when I started working as a dishwasher. And that's when I started like learning how to cook like everything that I ever liked from scratch using, you know, whole food ingredients. Prior to that, I lived in Italy. I studied abroad in Italy and I learned like what a zucchini was. Parmesan cheese didn't come from a green shaky can. I had never seen an eggplant before. I'd never seen an artichoke. So I learned about food there and I learned how to cook. But it wasn't until I moved back to the U.S. for good that I was like, anything that I wanted to make, I learned how to make from scratch because I was working in this cooking school. And so I just want to pay that forward because it changed my life by helping other people do the same.
Yeah, because when you say you can take your life from being ordinary to extraordinary, you end up with more energy, which means you can excel in all the other areas of your life, whether it's being a mom, whatever your job is, your community engagement, everything, because you think clearer.
Yes.
You know, for those of you that don't listen, I attempted to be a health and nutrition coach for a little while and actually have a nutrition coaching certification. And when I dove in, my life changed spectacularly in all aspects. When you start monitoring your sleep, increasing your exercise, watching what you eat, you know, practicing gratitude, mm-hmm. meditating, mm-hmm. when you can do all of those things, you know, in fact, I have an acronym that I use. And when I'm doing these five things, I honestly feel my best. So I know what I need to be doing, you know, but yeah. Sometimes, like you said, you don't feel good enough to mm-hmm. actually execute what you know you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so the acronym I follow is for GRACE. And I say, show yourself some grace. Mm-hmm. And G stands for gratitude. So practicing gratitude. R stands for rest. Mm-hmm. We know how important sleep is. A stands for awareness or affirmation, so meditating and mm-hmm. being self-aware and practicing positive affirmations. Mm. C is for clean eating, and E is for exercise.
Wow.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. I try to keep a journal and write those letters down, and at the end of the day, like, write what I did in each of those five categories, and I've not been doing that. And
to
I have,
hold yourself accountable in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also know, you know, when you write down goals or things that you want, they're more likely to come to fruition. So that's another aspect of that. If you're writing down positive affirmations, then maybe those things come to life, you know.
I love that. That's a really simple way to think about it and to memorize it, and also to encourage people to, you can literally take it one letter at a time. You know, that's what I tell my students is take it one day at a time, one meal at a time, one ingredient at a time. I don't expect you to go from eating fast food three times a day to eating salmon, broccoli, and brown rice three times a day. Like, who the freak is going to do that? You know what I mean? And nobody wants to, and you shouldn't have to. Like, there's so many different ways. I think that's another aspect of, like, my business is I teach people how to make anti-inflammatory comfort food that the whole family likes. So,
and you would never know. Like, Laura's gluten-free mac and cheese is some of the best mac and cheese I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, that's, like, the whole point, because when I first started this, I told you I owned a catering company. And I was teaching classes at the Nashville Farmers Market and for the Nashville Community Education Commission and for the Nashville Public Library and at all these different places, Whole Foods. I taught classes at all these different places, but nobody wanted to eat healthy back then. But I had learned that I couldn't eat gluten, dairy, sugar, corn, soy, peanuts. I had to, if I was going to eat them, basically like the 80-20 rule. 20% I can eat it once in a while, but majority of the time I have to stay away from it. So I was teaching all these classes and catering all these events, making everything gluten-free and dairy-free and sugar-free without telling my clients, because nobody wanted to sign up for my classes if I said that they were outright healthy. And so I had to learn, how can I make my clients' food taste exactly how they remember it and exactly how they're willing to pay for it, but without having all the crap that's going to make me feel bad, because I taste everything I make as I go.
Exactly.
And so it's like, I've made a living off of tricking people into eating healthy.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Let's go ahead and take our second break. We hit the 5:30. So we will be back in just a minute with Chef Laura Rodriguez.
WQKR.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, on lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is AM Express at the intersection of Highways 31 and 52, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides, just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, three for $13.99. Fried chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere, and Quiznos subs, always hot and ready to go, plus everything else you want to need from a truly convenient convenience store. AM Express at the intersection of Highways 52 and 31, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. AM Express, 615-325-1159.
Hi, I'm Bud Woodall from the Portland Church of Christ with a point to ponder. Did you play Simon Says when you were a child? That's the game in which one person is the leader, Simon, and that person tells a group what to do next. But you only do what they say if Simon says. Simon Says touch your chin is something to do. If it's just touch your chin, don't move because Simon didn't say. It's a game about having the right authority for what we do. And there is a proper authority for our life. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." We can't look just anywhere for authority, to a person or to society as a whole. The only place to look is to the Bible, the inspired Word of God. This Point to Ponder is brought to you by your friends at the Portland Church of Christ. Come worship with us as we praise God and study His Word together.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
What does CASASA mean to you? If you have a checking account, CASASA means free banking. That's right. CASASA Cash and CASASA Saver are free, reward-based accounts offered only at Volunteer State Bank. No minimum balance to earn the rewards, no monthly service fee, free online banking, and nationwide ATM fee refunds. It's a free checking account that rewards Volunteer State Bank customers with high interest for every month you qualify. Available only at Volunteer State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to The Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Michelle Harbin, and we have
Carolina Kelly.
Carolina Kelly as our co-host today. We're excited to have her join the team for a few months. So you get school credit for being an intern?
I need to find out.
Yeah, you do need to find out. You do need to find out. Okay, so back to Laura. Let's talk about your podcast.
My podcast. Well,
you've been doing it for a while.
I have.
I was on your show a long time ago. Remember when we were doing all the Facebook, like the...
Yeah, so I used to do every yard, Saturday.
Yard, what was that yard? Do you remember that program that we used during COVID, StreamYard or something?
Oh, I always did it on Instagram Live.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or did we do Facebook? I don't know. Yeah, but I used to do Instagram Live every Saturday for a whole year. I did it, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore. Because with getting the guests on and having to hype up your audience to know who's coming next, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And having a full-time job, So now I do have a podcast. I would love to put out weekly episodes, but it's really kind of when I have time and energy. I have 8 to 9 clients a week. So the podcast right now is taking a little bit of a back burner, but I do have a new episode coming out on Monday that I recorded a long time ago. I just have not been able to publish it. But my husband's been helping me with a lot of this stuff now. So he's doing the recording and editing of the podcast, which is huge.
Nice, because I am a horrible editor.
Honestly, this is why my podcast doesn't go out as often as I would like. It's because I only want to do it in one take. If I have to stop and have him edit, I'm too nervous that there's going to... I've published podcast episodes in the past where it's like you make a mistake editing and it sounds horrible, and I'm too much of a perfectionist for that. So I'm just like, it's one take or it doesn't go out. And so that's kind of where it's like it's been on the back burner. But yeah, it's designed to help foodies with autoimmunity who want to use food as medicine in a way that's sustainable and attainable and little kind of bite-sized.
And you have some interesting guests mm-hmm. that come on that lots are also on these and, journeys mm-hmm. and doctors mm-hmm. and wellness mm-hmm. professionals.
Exactly. Most of the guests that I have come on are wellness professionals, you know, functional medical doctors, functional medical nutritionists, dietitians, but they all have autoimmunity themselves because I think that's really important. It's nice to have somebody that you love and trust, but if they've never walked a day in your shoes, it's kind of like it falls on deaf ears, in my opinion. So yeah. I like to have people that are doing the work but have done it on themselves as well because they have the most sage advice that you could ever want.
Yeah, Laura and I crossed, you know, we met back in 2018. And then whenever I became a nutrition coach and started making elderberry syrup and raising bees and local honey, and she was a huge supporter of Harbin Hollow. Yeah. She shopped with me for her clients.
Yes, yes.
She would come in and get...
It's such a bummer that it's not there.
I know. I don't miss managing it, but I definitely miss the people and the relationship with all the local farms, and definitely the access to all the fresh food, you know, because, you know,
I think a small farm town like this should have a farm store no matter what. Like, yep. And the fact that, you know, it's hard to keep them afloat because people, you know, shop at Dollar General instead is, it's, you know,
it's hard. It is hard. And, you know, there's a couple, there's some farm stands, you know, Family Traditions has one out off of 76. And there's another one, I think, over on 259 that a girl has a garden and she does some baked goods. And then there's one out on the north end of 109, kind of near the where the new exit is.
Well, and then and the farmer's market here is still going strong.
Yes, and it will. Yep, that will. That starts next month. So that runs May through August.
October. Okay, okay.
May through August at Richland Park. So I think it will still be on Thursdays from 3:30
to 7:30
or something. Yeah.
There's an amazing woman that makes scratch-made gluten-free pasta. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. I buy her out every time. Like, I'll take all of it.
And she does fun pastas, like
fun
with spirulina
colors,
that are blue. And
yes, fun colors, fun shapes. Very interesting.
Yeah, and it is good. I have bought some, and my kids love to get the colorful pasta. That's a good way to trick them into eating healthy. And it's really not that expensive.
No.
Like, for what you're
and
getting.
And it's handmade. It's like, you can't, I mean, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for farmer's market season for sure. It'll be interesting to see how farmer's markets prices are affected. You know, everything's getting grown here, but things that they need still have to be imported. And so we'll see how that affects our local farms. Hopefully not too negatively.
Yeah. Well, and it just seems like people aren't spending money like they used to. People are tightening up the belts in a lot of ways, and I'm hoping that it doesn't, you know, hurt these farmers. Farmers, because it's, you know, I mean, getting out there and, like, putting up a tent. I know you've done it. It's a lot of work and sitting there, and I'm sure it's not the only farmer's market they do. They're probably out there multiple times a week.
Exactly. They do. They do them all over.
Ordinary operations, and so it's like, I just hope... You know, just like
well, and grant funding is getting cut. So a lot of these farmers also receive grants, the state of Tennessee, and federal grants. You know, federal money gets filtered through the Tennessee State Department of Agriculture. So we don't know how any of these federal cuts are going to affect our local farmers just yet.
It's like only time will tell.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting because a large population of our local farmers are Republican. So we'll see how they feel when things really hit them in their pocketbook. Sadly, what I've experienced about Republicans through the years is that there's a lack of empathy until they go through a certain situation, and then all of a sudden they want to speak out and invoke change. And I think that's sad. I'm such a empath. Like, I probably feel things too much for other people at times. And I think it'll be interesting to see how all of these things that are happening plays out with voters.
Yeah. It's really hard, as you said, to be an empath, because it's like, especially in times like this where it's like there's so much news every day, it's almost overbearing, it's overwhelming, it's like you can't take it all in.
And that's by design. They want us to be so overwhelmed we can't keep up.
Right, that we don't participate. Yeah, for sure. But also, like, half of the things that the Trump administration has already enacted and will soon to enact is not going to directly affect me. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of it doesn't affect me. I'm still going to be able to run my business and all these things. But it's like, I look at my fellow neighbor and I see how it's going to affect other people, and it wrecks me. And it's like, that's where I have to stand up for something, you know? And that's where it's like, it makes you hard to be, you can't be best friends with somebody who thinks, well, if it doesn't happen to me, then who cares?
Yeah.
I'm like, but it could happen to your mom. It could happen to your cousin, your kid. Yeah. Why would you want that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to gamble in that way?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that we can see it more clearly coming down the pipeline, the what can happen. And that's also bad, too, because I worry things into existence sometimes.
Right.
You know? But I think that having the foresight and seeing the slippery slopes of some of this legislation is a positive attribute, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and we need to trust our intuition and go with that. So if people want to follow you or contact you for services or listen to your podcast,
yeah.
tell us all the places we can find Chef Laura online.
I would say you can go to ChefLauraRodriguez.com. My podcast is listed there. All of my services are listed there, my courses. I have tons of free resources for you guys. I post recipes all the time on my blog. And so that would be the number one place. But if you want to follow me kind of day to day and see like what I do behind the scenes.
She's got great gardening content.
Yes, I have lots of gardening content on TikTok. And I do a lot of behind the scenes of like day in the life of what I do on Instagram.
Perfect. So ChefLauraRodriguez.com. And I guess we have to take our last break.
WQKR.
In the Portland, Gallatin, Hendersonville, and Springfield area, you'll find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle at Reiselman Buick GMC, 2516 Memorial Boulevard in Springfield.
Hello, WQKR listeners. This is Courtney Reiselman from Reiselman Buick GMC, and thanks to you, we're the fastest growing dealership in the Nashville area. Here's the thing. Our goal is every customer, every time. Our name is Buick GMC, yet we buy pre-owned vehicles all over the country. Mercedes, Toyota, Honda, just let us know and we'll find it. Did you know our collision and body shop is top rated? Bring it to us and we'll fix it right the first time. Todd, I, and the team thank you for your support and appreciate your business. We look forward to seeing you.
In the Portland, Gallatin, Hendersonville, and Springfield area, you'll find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle at Reiselman Buick GMC. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. and 8 till 6 on Saturday at 2516 Memorial Boulevard in Springfield. Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small-town charm, but convenient to big-city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today and remind them when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small town charm, but convenient to big city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today and remind them when they go,
mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Welcome back, Middle Tennessee, to the Loyal Opposition. We are live from Portland on WQKR, and we have another guest that came and joined us this afternoon, and I'm excited to welcome Hollis Rutledge with the NAACP of Sumner County. Welcome, Hollis.
Glad to be here this evening. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Hollis, you have an upcoming event coming up in conjunction with Voices for a Safer Tennessee and the Tennessee Justice Center. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I would like to do that. We have heard a lot from the community as changes have been going on with a number of things. And one of the things that we've heard a lot about is SNAPS. The SNAPS program and the changes that are going to that. Some folks have already reported to us that they have lost their SNAPS benefits. And also Medicaid is another problem that folks are scared and worried about. And so we have this seminar that's going to be to try to inform our community on SNAPS, on Medicaid, and maybe provide some answers to the folks that are worried, concerned, that are in need. You know, some people think that it's just certain people that's on SNAPS, and there's a lot of abuse. But the people that we have talked with as far as the NAACP, these people, for a lot of them, that's all they have. Some of them are handicapped. Some of them have certain health issues where they are not able to work. And those SNAP benefits are all that they have.
And sometimes people just need them temporarily, right? Yes. And so they're just going through a hardship and they're able to get these benefits and those are being taken away.
Yes, yes. And so we have a young lady from the Tennessee Justice Center named Tanae Franklin. She's going to speak on SNAPs and Medicaid. We also have Safer Tennessee. They're going to come and give us some bullet points on the suicide rate among youth. How that has arisen, and they're going to talk about that. So we're just going to try to provide some update to the community. And we are inviting everyone that's able to come out April the 19th, 10 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. If needed. It's going to be at First Baptist Church in Gallatin on 290 East Winchester Street. Please come out and join us as we try to inform our community.
Yeah, and I'll get this flyer up on the Loyal Opposition social media sites, and I have been seeing this circulating around, so people are spreading your message. I know the Sumner County Democratic Party has been sharing, Megan has been talking about it, and I can't remember where else I saw it, and some private groups with some progressive thinkers too, you know.
Yes, so. And we will be doing more seminars like this. There's so many. I heard you mention a few minutes ago that there's so much to talk about and discuss, but we're going to have more of these informative seminars to try to help the community, to try to inform the community. Never in my lifetime have I seen our community, a lot of our community, scared and worried about, hey, what's facing them. And so we're just trying to bring some ease and also bring some knowledge to the situation. And so thank you for having us.
Well, tonight. And this is a great way, too, for people to learn what issues Tennesseans are really facing and what their fears really are. Because I think a lot of time, as far as from a local government standpoint, so you have, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm running. If you don't know what issues people are really worried about, you're not going to get elected. So you have to be able to speak the language and understand where people are coming from. So this is a great way for us to learn about our neighbors and about the needs of our actual community, because what is happening in Washington, it does affect us, but needs are different here in Tennessee.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yes, Miss Carolina?
This seems like a great event. I have one question. Is this only for Sumner County residents, or is it anyone?
There's anyone.
Okay.
Anyone can come. We have actually invited some people from Wilson County, from Cookeville. We have reached out. We're reaching out to around, not just Sumner County, but other surrounding towns and communities, because it's affecting all of us. At the end of the day, as these ideas and things go through, it just doesn't affect one of us. It affects all of us. Mm-hmm. And so we are trying to provide information for everybody as a whole.
Thank you. I'll be making sure to share this.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because, you know, a lot of this legislation that is being proposed and passed, people, we talked about this briefly, think if it doesn't pertain to them, then it's not affecting them. And that's not true. Like, if it affects your neighbors, it affects the local economy, it affects jobs, it affects everything around you. So thank you for being here, Hollis, and we'll definitely amplify the message of this event.
Well, listen, thank you again. Again, thank you for having us this evening. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much and the work that you're doing.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing, because you guys have boots on the ground doing
exactly.
The real work.
Yeah.
Also, okay, let's talk about a few upcoming events. There's a volunteer opportunity with food distribution with unlimited potential. They it's in Sumner County. It's going to be at First Baptist Church as well in Gallatin this Saturday from 8:15 to 12. So this is a spring drive-through mobile food pantry. So come out and help distribute the food. You'll be sorting, packing, and distributing fresh and canned food to fellow community members. And we know that food banks are being hit hard just this week. I can't remember how many pounds of food they said, but, you know, Second Harvest in East Tennessee was hit really hard, and trucks of food were turned around. And we know East Tennessee really needs that help right now. They're just getting over hurricanes and floods. Sumner County Democratic Party will have an office cleanup this Sunday from 1 to 6. If you want to come out and just, they're going to be painting. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Sumner County Democratic Party office, but it's going to be fun to give that place a facelift. Anybody can come out for that. Pints with Progressives is next Thursday, April 17th at Casa Roja. That's in Gallatin. That will be from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And the Sumner County Democratic Party will be at Square Fest in Gallatin on Saturday, April 26th. That's happening from 9:30 to 4:30. We have volunteer slots available. So if you want to just come and man the booth and register voters and hand out swag and just talk to people, right now is a great time to reach out to our neighbors, as people are have so many questions and they're just looking for change. You know, the Sumner County Democratic Party reorganization was a good example of that, that we had 2 weeks ago. We had three times as many people come as did 2 years ago. So people are looking. Maybe these are some people that are Republicans that are looking to switch party, but maybe a lot of this is people that have never been engaged politically, and they're looking to try to figure out how they can invoke real change. Sunday, May 4th, there's potluck at the Democratic Party headquarters from 6 to 8 p.m., and that's 333 West Main Street in Gallatin. Then on the 7th of May, the Loyal Opposition will be having a fundraiser in our party at a private residence in Hendersonville. You can message me and Lynn or any of the Loyal Opposition social channels to find out the address for that. But we would love to have you out. It's only a $25 suggested donation, and we're going to feed you some snacks and have some cocktails and some music and just good fellowship and just kind of celebrate TLO and support our expansion efforts. And then finally, we've got the Strawberry Fest coming up in Portland. That's always a big deal. It'll be coming up on May 10th, Saturday, here in Portland. That's all day. It starts on Friday, the night before, with a concert. The Loyal Opposition and WQKR. Roger, are you going to be there? Are you going to be running the board? Probably. Yep. So WQKR will be live from the Strawberry Festival on that Saturday. The activities actually start the week before. I know my daughter will be in the Miss Strawberry pageant on May 3rd. We got a dress already. I know. It's very exciting. And then there's like a golf tournament. There's a concert. There's Strawberry Slam, which is a wrestling event. But you can just look up the Middle Tennessee Strawberry Festival. I believe this is the 82nd year. Wow. It's only been canceled twice. And the first time was for World War II, and the second time was COVID. Wow. And so other than that, for 80 years, this awesome event has been running. So I think that's about all for today. So, Laura, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hollis, thank you for being here.
Thank you again for having me.
Carolina, thank you for being here. And we will see you all next, not see you, you will hear us next Wednesday, live from WQKR. It's the Loyal Opposition.
News, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
And now, here's Portland's news, brought to you by the Farmers Bank.
A Portland high school legend has passed away. Tris Kington, who coached and led the basketball team to its only state tournament, died last Monday at the age of 78. He was inducted into Portland's 10th Athletic Hall of Fame in January after a coaching career that included guiding Corey Brewer and current Portland coach John Ferguson to the 2003 Class AA state semifinals. Kington spent close to two decades teaching history at Portland, and he led the school's basketball program from 1998 to 2004. He will be missed. Sumner County Schools have joined Davidson, Montgomery, and Williamson counties in the Flag Football League for girls, and that includes the Portland Lady Panthers. There are seven players on each team, and there are two 20-minute sections of playing time. So far, the Lady Panthers have played two games, with a loss to Liberty Creek 39-0, and another loss to White House 26-19. Other Sumner County schools that are participating are Hendersonville, Station Camp, Westmoreland, Gallatin, and Beach. On March 28th, Governor Bill Lee signed a bill into law that restricts the use of cell phones and other smart devices in Tennessee schools. The measure requires each school board to create policies preventing students from using cell phones, tablets, and smartwatches in class. There are exceptions to the new rule, such as allowing students with disabilities to use them as a learning aid or if a student is using a smart device for a class presentation. Under the bill, school districts can choose how students are disciplined for breaking the rule and whether those devices can be used outside of class. Schools can also decide whether to let students keep their phones with them or lock them up. The new rule will go into effect at the beginning of the next school year. The House Education Committee and the Senate Finance Committee both passed a bill allowing Tennessee schools to refuse to enroll undocumented students or charge them tuition. Republican leaders said that educating undocumented students is costing the state too much money, and they expect to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court in an effort to overturn a previous case that states that all children have a right to a free and public education. Demonstrators began protesting at the state capitol as the bill was being debated. They say that education is a right and not a privilege and should be available to anyone regardless of citizenship. Be on the lookout for more severe weather later this week. WQKR's own weatherman, Browder Clemens, gave his weekly prediction on Monday's edition of Good Morning Portland. He's pretty sure that more storms with heavy rain and high winds will be coming our way through the end of the week, and he encourages everyone to be prepared. This comes as residents of Middle Tennessee are cleaning up after strong storms and tornadoes ripped through the area on Sunday night. I'm Saucy Jack, and that's all I got.
At the Farmers Bank, we want to be your bank for life. We work hard to bring you the products and services that will meet your financial needs no matter where life may take you. Whether you're saving for college, ready for retirement, getting ready to marry, or celebrating your golden anniversary, we're here for you. Visit us online at thefarmersbank.com.